I wanted to give just a kind of a fun update. If you remember back at the end of last year, we were doing kind of some fundraising to help raise money to build a church in Ecuador. Do you remember that? Through the Compassion International, which I've already mentioned here this morning. And the idea of the way Compassion works is basically they try to build churches in the most impoverished areas around the globe. And from those churches, they then minister to the physical needs to those in the surrounding community. And literally, the different sponsored kids that they have through Compassion International, they then run all of the programs for them, the feeding programs, they run the different schooling and all the medical care all through that their church, kind of as a community center, if you will. Well, this last year, you raised the money to build a church in Ecuador, which was pretty awesome. Praise the Lord for your faithfulness and giving for that. And I just wanted to give you an update of where that process is at. And so the process is this, is basically this last spring, they purchased this land. I know it looks like some of the timeshares I've ended up at. But it purchased this land and cleared the space completely. Are in the process of then, on August the 27th, started the actual build itself, which we're excited about. And through the whole summer, they've been doing the process of all the paperwork and getting all the permits and all of that stuff, working through kind of the city stuff. It's actually in a town called Pedernales, Canton. I'll keep working on that pronunciation. It's a pretty extreme poverty in that area. I was reading some statistics about it. The average income of a family in that area is $5 a day. So pretty intense when you think about the needs there. No running water in that specific area. So right there, they're putting up this kind of a center to minister to the different families from there. So started the build on August the 27th. It takes about a 10 to 12 month process. Here's a picture of actually the, first we'll do a picture of the pastor, which is kind of neat. He and his wife, wasn't given his wife's name, but his name is Ramon Velez. He's a veterinarian by trade and a pastor, so kind of a dual working guy. And there he's started ministering even this past spring. It's actually a church plant of a mother church about 95 miles away. And so his little church has started to meet, and they're already having 40, what I read last, which I think was a June update, 40 adults and 30 kids already have had 15 people embrace Jesus Christ as Savior for the first time, 10 baptized. So God's already doing a work there before the thing's even built. So pretty awesome to think about. Here's a picture of the plans for the building that we're actually building. Kind of the bottom right and left are two pictures, are pretty clear image of what that'll look like. You imagine that in that environment being kind of a care center for the entire community. So looking forward to that. Has a large gathering room, children's classrooms, kitchen, running water for kids and bathrooms there. So pretty, I think it's well driven from what I understand. So pretty awesome to see how God's going to use that, and he's already starting to use that. In fact, this being the epicenter of an earthquake that they had in 2016, kind of right in the center of it, they already have 200 kids from a nearing town that are coming there, and Compassion is running their ministries out of that specific area before we've even built anything. So God's already using that in tremendous ways because of your faithfulness. I just wanted to encourage you with that little report, and then give you a heads up of what we're doing kind of next with that. As I mentioned this last winter and fall and winter, is then the first thing that they do is once they've moved into a community, they have families have the ability to fill out an application to have their children sponsored by the church. Does that make sense? And so usually a facility takes on 200 at least kids from the community, and then the opportunity comes back to the states and other countries around the world with the opportunity to provide for those kids with a monthly sponsorship. So we're going to have, as a church, first dibs, if you will, at the kids attached to the church that we just are finishing building. Does that make sense? So the month of October, you're going to hear me presenting here, us talking about that possibility, and maybe something that you could just prayerfully consider, just the possibility of sponsoring one of the kids that are attached to the church that we're building in Ecuador. We'll have an opportunity to respond to that in October, but wanted to give you the heads up in advance so even you could start praying about that possibility.